This morning, we are very, very fortunate to have Dr. Pratap from the Global Hospital to be in the midst of all of us. So first of all, let us all welcome him with two hand clap. I'm sure most of you have been to hospital, not as a patient, but to visit the hospital, and you must have enjoyed the hospitality and the vibrations. And Dr. Pratap has been one of the instruments to create such an atmosphere. And Dr. Pratap has been in the hospital as a managing director from the beginning, I think more than 10 years. So we can call him as the double doctor. And apart from being the doctor, he also has been in Baba's knowledge, I don't know exactly, I think more than 40 years. And so today we have the opportunity to understand how soul consciousness can help us heal. So this topic was chosen by Dr. Pratap himself on the basis of his experience dealing with people. And so I'm sure you will enjoy. And after his talk, we will also have the opportunity to understand the type of service Global Hospital is offering, particularly to Mount Abu and, of course, world in general. So you will also have a small presentation after Dr. Pratap's talk. So enjoy the company of Dr. Pratap. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I'm very grateful to Sister Meera for providing me this opportunity to meet you and share some of the things which are happening in the medical world. It's not we feel, but the whole world is now feeling that staying healthy is more important than getting sick and going to the doctors and then getting cured. The first and the foremost thing is that we look after our health in such a way that we don't fall sick. We really look after ourselves well. We really do not know why some people catch the diseases and the other people stay healthy. Now, this discussion has been going on for times immemorial, whether people catch diseases or diseases catch them. Whether the soil is important or the seed is important. What I mean is the seed is, we know there are certain infectious diseases or there are certain diseases for which we still do not know any reasons. We only know that there are certain risk factors. But how do we really heal ourselves? How do we really promote our health? One part is curing the sickness, other is preventing the diseases. Third is, how do we really remain in the positive state of health? That's much more important. Baba talks to us in the Murli many times that happiness is the best nourishment. And with meditation, with yoga, our age increases, we live longer. And in the golden age, we become sickness free. You don't find doctors there. They won't be there. Baba was even talking in the few Murlis, last two Murlis back, the doctors would not be there. But Baba really blessed the doctors and said the doctors would become kings, rajas. That's what Baba said. So really, what is the mechanism? How do we really purify ourselves? And this is how Baba also tells us, by our personal practice of meditation, personal practice of remembrance, we not only purify ourselves, but we also purify the elements. So the whole nature changes. And what is the foundation? Foundation is our positive, powerful and pure thoughts. They are more important. So what really happens in soul consciousness? What brings the change within our physiology? When Baba says, first important thing is, you know, we as Baba's children do realize that this sickness doesn't only come to the body. It does come to the mind also. When a sickness happens in the mind, It really affects the whole system. It affects the spirit, it affects our emotion, it even affects our relationship with each other. Everything suddenly goes haywire. But what happens in people who want to really, who are not exposed to spirituality, the first thing when they hear about the sickness is they suddenly, the question comes, why me? Why I am getting afflicted with the disease? Why the disease is happening to me? So the illness comes as a challenge to them. I remember once I was traveling in Himachal doing Baba's service and I fell from the two-wheeler and I was in the bed for almost 6 weeks. I didn't inform Madhuban, but Dadi Prakashmani wrote me a letter, a long loving letter. So she just really reminded me that we have a family and I needed to inform Madhuban that I am not well. And then also told me that this is an opportunity, while lying on the bed, you can practice and you're increasing your chart of remembrance. This is how we really take the illness. You know, sometimes what happens is, the illness gives us an opportunity to realize that something has been going wrong within our system. The psychologists call that as the ACE factor. Whatever the fatigue or the mind-body signals of distress or pain or discomfort are happening, they call it ACE factor. ACE factor is attention, connection and expression. ACE. So we really don't need to ignore anything. By becoming yogis, it is not that disease or illness would not come to us, but our actually intelligence or our well-being depends upon this fact that we catch them early. Whatever is happening in our body, whatever is happening, whether it is pain in the tummy or pain in the neck or backache, sometimes all these things can only because of the stress, or we are not leading a balanced life. And if we are not able to correct them at the right moment, then the disease becomes organic. Initially they are only symptoms of, I would say, stress or emotional discomfort, but when we allow it to continue for long, then it becomes somatic problem or organic problem also. So by becoming soul consciousness, one of the things which psychologists feel, that the feeling of helplessness, you know, when you are helpless, when you are feeling low, then people catch disease, particularly about the viral illnesses. People know that viral illnesses or pneumonias or respiratory infection, people who are feeling low or people who have feeling of helplessness or lack of self, a sense of control in life, these are the people who suffer more from the viral illnesses. So by becoming soul consciousness, the one and the foremost thing which I realize, that I am responsible for what I get. It is no one else. If I feel happy, it is because of my own state of mind. If I do not feel happy, that is also because of my own state of mind. Baba tells us that it is the thought which is the seed of our feelings. And intense thoughts lead to intense emotions. Positive thoughts lead to positive feelings. So once our thoughts are positive and we are in control of situation, even if something which is unsurmountable, something which I cannot change, but at least my attitude towards, my response towards situation can still be positive. That's what we need to look at. So by becoming soul conscious, I realize that this body is the expression. You know, it is the mind or the soul which expresses through the body. These are the sense organs, and these sense organs only are influenced by what is going within my mind or within my consciousness. Like now Baba has given us that as souls we are universal family, we are all brothers. That really changes the whole concept of living. That unlimited consciousness, or what we call the abundance mentality which comes into, it brings in lot of wellness. The psychologists or even some of the psychiatrists have identified certain negative emotions with diseases like jealousy and hatred. they have identified with liver diseases. Some of the emotions have been identified with skin disease. Although you cannot prove it scientifically, but if you really study it well, you find that people who are cynically hostile, they suffer more from heart disease. The study which we did at Mount Abu with exercise, vegetarian diet and meditation, this study did reveal that when people open up, when people really come out with their repressed emotions, they start feeling better. So one of the things is we really try to express ourselves. We don't really try to repress anything. When we repress our emotion, that also becomes a sign of discomfort within us. It has been seen people who suffer from blood pressure, they did a study that in the general population, there were about 9% of the people who had repressed emotion. But people who had hypertension or high blood pressure, as long as 35% of them were having repressed emotions. Even in cancer patients, they feel that people who are stoic, you know, they try to philosophize everything. So they really suffer more from cancer disease. Someone said that as traffic jam is not a disease of cars, so cancer is also not a disease of cells. There are certain risk factors associated with it. And some of them are related to our emotional well-being. As soul-conscious people, we become less violent, we become less aggressive, and gradually we become completely peaceful. That brings into harmony between the mind and body. And now the physiologists have started finding that there are certain endorphins which are secreted in our system when we are peaceful and happy and contented. You know, all these values which Baba's remembrance brings naturally within us not only are bringing in our positive emotional health, but they also influence our physical health also. Like, you know, when we speak to Dadis, when they are in hospital, what do they do? It is not that they you know, it is this the kind of, they don't suffer like what the ordinary people do. They really take illness as an opportunity to do service of others and also bring in the best out of them also. Most of the Dadis, like if we look at Dadi Gulzar's example, if you look at, know some of the history about how Dadi Gulzar went through surgery, and whenever Dr. Mehta would visit her, instead of Dr. Mehta asking the Dadi Gulzar, how are you, she would ask the doctor, how are you, doctor? And would offer her tooling. So this is what, you know, really changes your attitude. So it's how we really see the illness as. You know, it is when we, people have been calling now, the psychologists feel the most important sickness which the society is passing through today is lack of meaning in life, lack of purpose in life. That's what we Brahmins have achieved. We know what life means to us, what this confluence age means to us. Even if this body is not perfectly healthy, but we know this body is very valuable to us. We really have to take good care of it as a good instrument. Because this is an instrument through which we can grow ourselves also, we can make our own personal stage also, and we can also become an instrument of spreading Baba's message to others. That's how we really know that we need to take care of the body. It is not that we neglect. Some of the Brahmins, they feel, okay, everything would get all right with yoga or remembrance. Yes, remembrance does help us, but the issue is we really need to understand the symptoms of the sickness. And there's no harm in taking care of the symptoms through medication and then go to the root cause of illness and address that root cause through spirituality or through our soul conscious stage. Why Baba tells us that it is not the becoming soul conscious, but staying in soul consciousness which is more important. Staying constantly, because this is what Baba tells us, that any situation or any examination is not going to tell us and we'll have pre-information about any situation. It can come at any time. We have to be ever ready. We have to be prepared for it. So preparation for that situation, which can really shake up our physiology or shake up our bodily system, is staying in soul conscious. And we as Brahmins do understand that by staying in soul consciousness, we also follow a discipline. The discipline of yogi life is that we have sound sleep, we go to bed early, get up early, we have vegetarian food, we have food in Baba's remembrances, and when we are in a state of good well-being, we take only what is needed for us. We don't overeat, or we don't overdo, or we don't starve ourselves. It's like taking good care of ourselves. That is part of our discipline of being soul consciousness or being a Brahman. That is what is more important to us. Because these days, the doctors find it hard to prepare the patient for compliance. You know, whether they are diabetic patients or hypertensive patients, they don't adhere to their dietary schedules. They don't adhere to the drug regimes. And that's how the things get bad to worse. So complying with what is required for the body is also important. That is also that comes to us naturally. It doesn't really, we have to make an effort to take good care of our system. Because we know that by staying as healthy as possible, we can be good instruments of Baba. And when we are healthy, we can render more service. So we really look after ourselves. That's much more important to us. We know when we are not in control of any situation, then we really go haywire and then we realize, oh, I didn't follow Baba's Srimad. But if I stay in sense of control and I don't see any problem as problem, but I see it as an opportunity for growth, as a challenge, or as a catalyst to stimulate my spiritual stage or my personal development, that really brings in the change. There are certain psychologists who have now come out with positive emotions, what they call the positive psychology or psychology of feeling good. And that is, if we are honest, if we are cooperative, if we are helpful to each other, if we really look after ourselves, and like we have good network of friends with whom we can share our feelings, and we can really, not only superficial feelings, but even traumatic feelings, if we can share with them, that boosts up our immune system. The physiologists and what is our Department of Defense. So not soul conscious, not only prevents diseases, not only helps us to overcome the illness which comes to us, but it also promotes our Department of Defense, the way we fight the illnesses, or what we call the immune system. And this is what people now have been studying. A new science is coming up, what they call psychoneuroimmunology. That psychology of a person affects the immune system through the brain, through the nervous system. And that's how they are coming up with scores of research, how people have successfully overcome chronic illnesses through humor, through laughter, through visualization. But all those have limited application. But Baba's knowledge gives us such unlimited application in our personal life and also in our the workplace or even in our family, that we can apply soul consciousness. Not only we stay healthy, but we keep others also healthy. But becoming overconfident is also not good. You know, there was a story of a person when he was told that your house is on fire. He said, it's impossible because I have the key in my pocket. How can it happen? So sometimes we feel overconfident also that we are Baba's children and nothing can happen to us. We know Baba tells us that we have karmic accounts to clear also, because this is the last time of the cycle and we have to become totally pure. And once everything is clear, then only we'll become totally pure or karmatit. So some minor sicknesses would come, but the only thing is we need to handle them properly and effectively, wherever the medical intervention is necessary, we need to take care of that. But wherever we can use our inner energy or even our inner emotions to cure that illness, we should definitely use. People, you know, in the Laukic world, they have been using prayers for healing. People who were admitted to intensive care units, they call it intercessory prayers. So people were praying for them, and there were certain group of patients who were not being prayed, and then they come out with the outcomes of those patients, and they found out that people who were being prayed and who were being and their prayers were answered, and these people fared better than the other people. So it's what we call, Baba says, we need to create a powerful environment, what we call vibrations, what we call the sakash, you know, all that. When we do with an honest heart, when we do with a motive to cure the whole world, to heal the whole world, the effects take time, but it definitely happens. These studies tell us that with our constant being searchlight for the whole world, healing the whole world, it can definitely change. These small studies do point out us that whenever people are prayed, or whenever people are looked after by family support, they recover faster. In one of the studies, they found the effect of love on healing. You know, there was some group of mice which were subjected to same kind of cancer promoting diet. But one group which was being caressed, the mice which were being caressed and which were being touched by one of the doctor unknowingly, this research fellow, these mice, they escaped cancer. And this is how they come to know that even the sensation of touch or the feeling of being loved can make all the difference. And we get so much love when we are connected to Baba. We know we are under the canopy of the Supreme Father, and He is the Almighty Authority. And if we are well connected to Him, we receive so much love, we receive so much support from Him that we feel secure and we feel so charged, we feel so strong that we are able, not only able to look after ourselves, but we are also able to give that feeling of love and caring to others also. So that makes the whole difference, that staying connected with the inner self and also staying connecting with the Supreme, that makes the whole difference. The positive emotions, the taking care of diet. Our diet naturally changes from tamasic to sattvic. Now the whole world is realizing this fact that vegetarian diet, which is high in fiber, is good for people who have heart disease, is good for people who have cancer, it's good for people who want to have good stamina. Many of the athletes, many of the philosophers, they decided to stay vegetarian. Even recently we had the visit of Mr. Greg Chappell, who used to be a cricketer and now he is coaching one of the Indian teams here in Jaipur. He shared that he has been vegetarian. So it's like the discipline which comes naturally to us, although it has come as part of our spiritual discipline, but it is affecting our physical health also. It is influencing us indirectly, purifying us indirectly. You know, people go for naturopathy and the mud therapy and other things. But by staying in soul consciousness, by following our Brahman discipline, we are naturally able to change our system. Cleansing the system happens. Because we do realize that the discipline of being, maintaining a pure state of mind, getting rid of the waste thoughts, it does really help us a lot in maintaining that high stage. It's very important that we do understand, and now even the scientists are saying that one bad meal, one fatty meal or one meal which is not right can change our whole physiology. So that's why Baba says that one negative thought can create so much ripples in the mind than 10 positive thoughts. Because negative thoughts make us heavy. Whereas the positive thoughts make us light. So one negative thought can always overcome the lightness of the 10 positive thoughts. So we do need to understand that more we understand this, the inner physiology which is happening in our soul, the more we would be able to stay in control, the more we would be able to heal ourselves. And what is healing? It is different than cure, which Baba has told us. Healing is not just simple healing, but it is restoring ourselves to wholeness. And healing is, you know, you restore yourself to sound being, a sound person. Whereas the cure is just mending. It is a mechanistic filling. Now someone has upset stomach or someone has a headache, you take a painkiller and the headache goes. But why did the headache happen? Did we go into that depth? Was it lack of sleep? Or was it some stress? Or was it some bad diet? Why the headache happened? So when we go into the root cause of the illness and really help ourselves to recover that healing part, that changes the whole system. And that's how we are able to restore ourselves to healthy being. One of the things which Baba has been always been telling is that writing chart. We know Baba always tell us that we should write our chart. It has now been documented by even the psychologists that when you write a daily journal, you write your daily diary or daily journal, it really promotes your healthy feeling. Because then you are getting rid of the negative things which are happening within you. When you write a chart every night and make a pledge to Baba that tomorrow I am going to do like this, this is like reaffirming our faith, reconfirming our values. And when we do that, reconfirm our values and reaffirm our faith within us, then it makes the whole change. And the faith, they say that faith can move mountains. And it has been seen that people who are strong, people who are assertive, people who really look after their negative feelings in such a way that they are able to overcome, these are the people who would fare better. Even if the diseases come to them, they would require less medication. Their threshold of pain would increase. This is what the psychologists have been telling. The other part is that we have become dependent, but Baba makes us independent. Some of us, you know, I know many of us have become dependent upon medication also. Some of us feel it convenient. Even while I was traveling in one of the cities in India, when I was speaking to a group of doctors and I was sharing with them the good effects of meditation, so one of the doctors got up and he said, yes, if we take a tablet of Valium or Compose, we have the same feeling as you have in meditation. He said, you could have that effect. So these days people do get hooked on to drugs or alcohol or some kind of medication to relieve the stress. But at what cost? It really, you know, in the long term, these medications or alcohol or anything else really damage our system also, and you become dependent upon them. But Baba tells us to become independent, independent of even our physical surroundings also. We should use whatever comforts are provided to us to lift our stage. We should not be dependent upon them. We should not say that, okay, when this happens, then my stage would be better. When this is provided to me, then I can have good remembrance. But Baba tells us to use everything in such a judicious way that we are able to become independent. Now, simple things, you know, someone was talking to me about this research project which we did. I said, practically, we are not doing anything for the patients. Patients are doing everything for themselves. When we prescribe a heart patient meditation, exercise, or a vegetarian diet, now it doesn't come in the shape of a pill, that you just write the pill for meditation, pill for exercise, and the patient takes it. No, the patient feels self-empowered. You know, he has to find time for exercise. He has to walk briskly for 45 minutes. He has to ensure that he takes the right kind of diet. And he practices meditation daily. And this is what we found out in this study, that people who adhere to the program regularly, people who adhere to the program seriously, these are the people who do well. It's not just knowing the meditation, but actually practicing the meditation and also carrying that meditative way of life throughout the day, which is more important. And that's how you can bring in changes within you, the changes which become irreversible. But the moment you stop doing exercise, the moment you stop following the vegetarian diet and you are not able to focus yourself on meditation, what would happen? The whole chemistry would change. So it's a continuous effort on part of the person, which is in a way is empowering the patient. Whereas the medication makes you dependent, it makes you slave. But the discipline of following Baba's way of life makes you more empowered, because you are doing something for yourself. That is what is bringing in results. It is not the doctors and the hospitals which are bringing the change within you, but it is you yourself, by taking good care of your mind, making mind as your friend, cultivating the positive emotions, cultivating the benevolent thoughts, that you are able to bring in the changes within you. And this is how the whole foundation of the golden age happens here. What Baba tells us, that it is not the Jivan Mukt stage or the being liberated in life would only come in golden age, but we need to have the experience of that Jivan Mukt stage here and now only. Then only we can experience there. Once we have, Baba says, it is the long term effort. Staying in that stage for long time is going to bring in that dividend in the golden age. Once we do it here in the confluence, then only we can have that stage in the golden age. So once we do that, continuous effort making happens now, it can only bring in the result in the future. Some of the psychologists, they have studied people. You know, normally people would tell that habits die hard. You cannot change yourself. Now even the psychiatrists and the psychologists believe that you can rewrite your script. That's what Baba tells us, that you can change your sanskars. You can now record the deity sanskars now only. And this is now the psychologists and psychiatrists are also telling, that you can rewrite your script. The software can be rewritten. You can program your mind so well that you can look at those things. In one of the studies which they did in American healthcare system, they found out it is not the doctors, our environment, or anything else, even your genetic predisposition, which determines your health, but it is your day-to-day choices, what they call lifestyle choices. They contribute to the tune of 53% for your healthy living. So that means it is not medication, it is not hospitals, it is not doctors which are going to bring in the health for all, but it is our own self, it is our positivity, it is our the soul conscious stage which is going to restore us to that wholeness. Because we do understand that it is our mind, it is our intellect, it is our sanskar which are in the driving seat, not the body. It is the intellect, it is the divine intellect which determines how I really interact with everyone, how I really relate myself to the surroundings, really relate myself to the Supreme Being. That really determines that. And once I realize that, and the more I practice it, the more I am able to experience it, then it becomes easy. So Baba's teachings or Baba's Shrimat really makes us so safe that we escape so many illnesses just by being Brahman. We really today know that most of the diseases are lifestyle related. The way people live that is emerging is the principal cause of illnesses today. So Baba being Brahman or following the Srimat of Brahman life, it really protects us from so many things. We did a study, it was a retrospective study, how most of the Brahmins, when they came to Baba, before that some of them were hooked to tobacco or alcohol or drugs. How did they give up? And imagine, 95% of the Brahmins were able to give up these all bad habits without any psychological support. Just by coming to Baba, they had the aversion to these things and they were able to give it up. What magic happened? The magic was that they received so much happiness by being with Baba that they were not dependent upon these things. Most of the time, why people take tobacco or alcohol, if you ask them, they would not be able to give you any reason. They would say, we feel good with these things. So when we feel good by being with Baba, we are able to get rid of these things. This study was published in one of the Indian psychiatry journals also. How the faith in meditation, or by living meditation, how you can really get rid of these things. Normally, one of the psychiatrists was sharing, when you treat 100 drug addicts, even if you have a success rate of 30%, you feel very good. But here we had success rate of 95%. And that too, without any intervention. It was just the personal effort of the people, just the personal feeling of empowerment by being Baba, they were able to get rid of these things. The aversion happens. You know, sometimes back when again I was speaking to a group of doctors, someone asked me, why do doctors smoke? Why do they smoke? It was a difficult question to answer. I said, yes, some people feel like taking a stick even when they can walk independently. So it's like people are dependent. They become slave to their habits. So by becoming soul consciousness, if we summarize, it brings in that sense of purpose in our life. We stay in control of our situation. We don't drift like, you know, something which is floating in the ocean. But we are in sense of control. We have a sense of purpose in life. Our life gets a meaning. And we are working for the change within us and for the change in the outside world by staying in the positive, pure and benevolent consciousness, that unlimited consciousness, that being in a universal family, that we are so much loved and we share so much love with others, that it brings a change without, which is without any effort on part of us. If you look at our Brahman life, yes, we might have to make some effort, but now we feel so good and we feel so happy and we realize that effort was worth making. That effort, whatever we did, has brought so much rich dividends. Like we did only one step and the reward which we got was multi-million times. And now we feel that we are special instruments of God, and we have to manifest God through us, that godliness through us, so that we become the embodiments of that living spirituality and we are able to give that message of Baba to everyone around. That can only happen when we constantly practice our discipline and constantly stay in a stage of soul consciousness. Thank you. Om Shanti. I've knowingly stopped 10 minutes ago. If we have 10 minutes for question, then Stephen would have his presentation. If there are any questions, yes, sister. Can we have the lights on? I didn't use the presentation. I thought it may not be. Yes, sister.
When you started speaking earlier about the different diseases, and you mentioned hostility leads to heart disease or can lead to What was jealousy and hatred? Did you say mental disease? Or?
No, I said jealousy and hatred are related to liver diseases.
Liver disease. Okay, thanks.
It's just an observation by some of the people, and they have put a table and related it with some of the illnesses, with negative emotions. Yes, please.
She said, are there any other experiences of healing other than meditation, such as bringing light through the body? That's what you said?
Yes, people have used visualization and reflection. No, but as I said, there are so many things that are being practiced, as music and other things, creating a powerful environment. Visualization is one powerful thing, that you are able to visualize what you dream, what you really want to achieve. And visualization, there's one couple, Stephanie couple, they call Simonton and Stephanie Simonton. They have written a book on visualization, and they have used visualization to treat cancer patients, like telling patients to visualize that their cancer is dissolving, all those things, and they have used that particularly for cancer patients to heal themselves.
Is there a possibility for the for all the spirituality in healthcare to prove it, because the Western doctors, they want to see it and they want to have it on paper? Is there some?
See, whatever I've spoken, this has been documented in research. Baba has been telling us, we have been reading it, Murli, but all these positive emotions, that how happiness, how staying in control, how really sharing your feelings and writing your journals, and these feelings, it is all documented in medical journals. If you want to look at the references, I am ready to share with you. I have all the references. I had actually prepared a presentation, but knowingly I said I will not go with the presentation. Speak spontaneously, then I will be able to relate more with you. So that's how there is documented research. I was looking at, there was a talk which I had to give in Goa on medicine and spirituality. I came through so many references on spirituality and medicine. There's last month only, the Brazilian Association of Psychiatry had full journal on spirituality, how spirituality and mental health are connected. There are almost 6,000 publications in last 10 years on spirituality and health. So much is happening. There is an issue of spontaneous regression in cancer patients. They have been studying why it happens, and some of the things are not explainable. But we can understand that by staying in soul consciousness, by being connected to the Supreme, the energy which we receive, we can really heal ourselves.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Doctor en medicina crítica, ¿qué me sugiere como médico de atención de pacientes que no pueden comunicarse, que están bajo aparatos, como hija de Brahmi? ¿Qué debo hacer?
Translate for you, Shanti. She says she's doctor in critical medicine, and her patients can hear and speak, and she wants to know how she likes Baba's daughter. What can she do for this kind of patients? Critical, intensive therapy patients.
See, so much can be done. Everyone does understand the feeling of being loved, even in critical care. Because more and more technicality is coming, more and more technology is coming. It has been seen that, people who should be left, people who have incurable illnesses, normally people used to die at home and would die peaceful deaths. But now so much intervention is happening that people don't have peaceful deaths even. So in critical care, we really need to judge what are the patients where the intervention is worth doing it. That is also there. And the other thing is making it more humane. I sometimes feel more than the doctors, the nurses, they do understand spirituality very well. The way they relate with the patient, the way they interact with the patients, that is much more because the care is not just simply supporting people, but giving them the strength to overcome the illnesses. That is more important. You can support them on machines, you can support them on medication, but giving them the strength through your personal human touch, that can bring up the patients faster. And as I shared, this study has been the study of using prayer for healing. It does make the difference in people's lives. So whether it is critical care or chronic illnesses or incurable illnesses, I personally feel a lot of it needs to be researched still. But whatever research has come, it does reveal to us that spirituality has a role to play in critical illnesses.
Om Shanti. Yo me llamo Adriana, hermana Adriana, y quería saber, yo doy, soy instructora de gimnasia y doy masajes y energéticos. Y si el hecho del estudio espiritual me puede ayudar a ayudar mejor en salud a la gente que tengo a mi cargo, ¿no? A los clientes, a la gente con la cual trabajo, que le doy trabajo.
She says that she gives messages and she's a professor of gymnastics. She wants to know if this spirituality study can improve her kind of help to the people.
People in gymnastics.
Gymnastics and massage.
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 See, any form of exercise would definitely improve the health. The other thing is massage, because massage, in particularly in Ayurveda, you know, if you study Ayurveda, their massage does have a very good role in healing. They even tell that which type of people should have which type of oils to massage. They have divided people according to their personalities or what they call the vata, pitta and kapha, and what kind of massage they should use. So massage has definitely a role in promoting physical well-being.